Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to get to the heart of the message today, which I've entitled The Law of the New Covenant. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is that we need to beware as God's people. We are in an end time battle. We are in intense spiritual warfare. And not only is the enemy unleashed in terms of society in general and in the nations of the world, but trust me, he is working in a way unparalleled to do everything he can to make the body of Christ ineffectual. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, how can he do that? Well, he can do that by bringing disunity. That's where our power and our strength lies. You look at the early church, you read the book of Acts in the New Testament, and you see the powerful things that they accomplished in the name of the Lord. Why? Because they had one heart and one mind. They were unified. They were saying the same things, speaking the same things, living the same things. And that's where the power comes. God always comes when his people are in unity. When Solomon dedicated the temple, the temple that he had created and built in commandment to his father David, because David wasn't allowed to build it, there was such unity. They were praising God with one accord that the Spirit of God fell in such a powerful, dramatic way that the priests could not stand to minister. Beloved, God loves unity. He dwells in unity. That's what heaven is all about. Do you think there's any discord, disharmony, rebellion in heaven? Of course not, because everyone living there right now, the spirits of just men made perfect, realize that they have the privilege of living, of sharing the existence with the most perfect and beautiful of all beings, a sovereign, almighty, powerful God who is the very epitome and essence of love. And we have learned, once we have traversed this earthly journey, that the Lord's ways are right. There is nothing higher than Him or His ways or His thoughts or His judgment or His understanding. And it's the joy to follow the way of the Lord. It is complete liberty. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what heaven is like right now. Beloved, that's what we have to look forward to, not only to see our Lord face to face, but there will be such perfect relationship between one another, our loved ones, those we know now. There will be no hint of suspicion, no questioning of motivation. There will be an absolute removal of any barrier that would prevent the sweetest and precious of fellowship and deepest intimacy of heart. Heart to heart, spirit to spirit. Is that not something to look forward to? Praise God. However, we're not there yet. And so, I want to talk about the law of the new covenant. We are under law. Now, before someone really reacts, hear me out and let us understand what law is. Basically, by definition, it is a body of customs, practices, or rules. And so, God has divine laws or principles. That's how he operates in the spiritual realm and in the natural realm. An example, the law of gravity. That is one of the things he has ordained for the existence of this world in which we live in. Everything operates under the law of gravity, unless you get to outer space. Then the gravity is not in effect. But here on this earth, beloved, there is nowhere you can go that the law of gravity is not in operation. So, God has laws, a body of customs, practices, or rules, and they are perfect. Now, hear what the writer of Hebrews said in the 7th chapter, verse 19. He said, "The law made nothing perfect, but there has come in its place a better hope, which enables us to draw near to God." What is he talking about? He's talking about this new covenant that was established through Jesus. And not that the old was bad, but it had a purpose, and it had fulfilled its purpose, that nobody could keep it except Jesus, praise God. And I'm talking about law, and I've made that bold statement that you and I are under law. Well, we're under the law of the Lord, and now we don't have rituals and practices and statutes that were impossible to keep under the old covenant. We don't have rules and regulations that affected the people of Israel under the Mosaic law that was given on Mount Sinai, but we now are under a different kind of law. And that is James 1:25. It is the perfect law of liberty. Let me read that to you. The King James translation says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Another translation puts it this way: "He who looks seriously into the perfect law of liberty and abides by it, so that he just does not listen and then forgets, but obeys and acts upon it, this man shall be blessed in the very act of obedience." Praise God. Now, let me share Galatians 5:20. And for those of you who are familiar with that passage of Scripture, it refers to the works of the flesh. Verse 18 says, "But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Let me just read 19 through that verse. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Beloved, what we see outlined here, perhaps some of those words not familiar, but in our relationships, and that's what the Holy Spirit is focusing on to bring us into unity in our families, in our personal friendships, in our corporate experience in the body of Christ, we see that enmities, strifes, quarrels, intrigues, envy, divisions, dissensions, fits of rage, selfish ambition, party intrigues, these are responsible for a great majority of the problems in our interpersonal relationships. If you're familiar with that passage in Scripture that I've just shared, it goes on just a little bit further to share the fruit of the Spirit, the answer, the antidote to such carnal and worldly responses to one another. Galatians 5:22 goes on to say, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." What a powerful statement that is. Another translation puts it this way: "The Spirit, however, produces in human life fruits such as these: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, fidelity, tolerance or meekness, and self-control." Verse 23, "And no law exists against any of them." Praise God. Beloved, this is such a great truth that should just rejoice your heart. If we can live in that kind of agape love, where the fruit of the Spirit, the very character and person of Jesus, is manifested at all times, beloved, that will be for us, in our experience, a very taste of heaven. All right, now I'm just going to begin to share some of the things that we have to have ears to hear. There is a great truth that I want to begin to impart to you, and that is God in His sovereignty deals with His people as individuals. What He does, He examines every human heart, and He looks at each specific situation and applies His truth and His unchanging principles. And beloved, you and I are going to be judged when we stand before the Lord by new covenant law, which is the perfect law of liberty. And beloved, if we have ears to hear and a heart to understand, this is not an occasion or a license to sin. But on the contrary, it is the most consuming, it is the most precise and exacting of all relationships, the love relationship of a man for his bride. Beloved, what is the plan of the ages? God's heart is fellowship. What is the ultimate goal? It is the maturity and stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, we have to understand that God is moving to give us perfect liberty, but beloved, there is a standard that is more exacting than any book of rules and regulations we would have to follow, and that is His heart. Well, we're just laying the foundation again, and tomorrow, with the Lord's help, we'll get into this more deeply. I pray that you'll be able to join me. Thank you so much for listening, and UCM partners, I just thank you for your prayer support and what you do financially, that we can remain on this station. And new listeners, or those who have listened for a long time, you may never have written, if you have prayer needs, if there's something you're struggling with, beloved, there is a great power in agreeing prayer. Whether two or three would agree as touching anything, beloved, God is moving on your heart. If you sense the anointing and moving of the Holy Spirit, obey Him. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, beloved. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.